Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, swastikas, graffiti saying F Jews, not F, but the full word, scrawled on New York City apartment buildings. New York or Mayor Bill de Blasio declared that we're going to stamp out anti-Semitism once and for all. I don't see how that could be done. You have some real stupid, evil people out there. And, you know, being a Jew, obviously I take this to heart, having family who was killed in the Holocaust. But I think when a lot of people hear the term anti-Semitism, they think, okay, well, we're in the clear because we're not Jewish. So, yeah, it's bad. It's really, really bad. But you have people that hate Jews. They're stupid. We're on Jew's side. It's bad. We need to take a little bit more action than that. Not that I don't really know exactly what we could do to fix stupid or to fix hate. But as we remember the 75th anniversary of the Auschwitz liberation, death camp. And let me just kind of describe what would happen at these camps. It's really hard to do without crying. But it was rough. People would be bussed in, stripped down, shaved, told to go into the building to shower, to get ready for work. They'd be gassed. They would save certain people, because, you know, some people ask, how do we have stories of what happened on the inside? Certain people were saved to do the work, to go through the belongings, the shoes, the money, the belongings. You would have to give up your belongings. Well, actually, you were, if we go back a few steps, in pre-World War II, there was a lot of anti-Semitism because people thought the Jews caused the destruction of Germany during World War I, and that Jews were at the core of all of the Germany's issues, economic issues. And so many people didn't like them. And when, and we, I mean, I had a lot of family in Germany, I had a lot of family in Poland, family all over, Hungary and Russia. And so it became kind of popular sentiment to dislike the Jew. And this graffiti happened back then in the 20s and 30s and 40s. And then they would get rounded up. There were also mobile gas chambers. You have to read Bill O'Reilly's book, Killing the SS. Talks about the Nazi hunters. It's a very, very powerful book. One of my colleagues told me to read it. Very powerful book. But they would go to areas where Jews were. They would bus Jews into certain areas to live, and then they would bring mobile kind of death squads and extermination vehicles. And, of course, everybody there would die, so nobody could tell the story. And then for these death camps, you have concentration camps, and then you have death camps. And these death camps, they would round them up, put them on trains that were, I mean, you couldn't breathe, you couldn't eat, you couldn't potty, they wouldn't feed you, maybe they'd give you water once every 4 days. Bus you in, yell at you, beat you, tell you to move, strip you down, take your stuff, move the women to one area where they would be raped and killed as well, and then men separated from women, and then they were told to shower, go into the shower, and then they would be sent to work. So they thought they were going to work camps, and then unfortunately they were killed. And, you know, you hear stories of, you know, people having to cremate their mothers and, you know, sisters and things like that. The Nazi philosophy of ending Jews included killing children, some of them burning them alive. And they had this idea in their head that if they killed all the Jews, they would build this perfect race. And to save bullets, they would have moms hold the baby, or they would line people all in a line to save a bullet so one bullet could kill them all. And when you hear these stories, it's been 75 years, and so 75, 80 years, so a lot of people forget. Even current young Jews just don't understand the concept. But when you hear things like this happening, you know, in New York and in places, you know, throughout the U.S. that mimic exactly pre-Holocaust days, it shows you that we have the same element of evil today as we did during Hitler times. I mean, we're talking less than 100 years ago. I mean, people haven't evolved to be, you know, humane. And not only were Jews killed at these camps, but Christians also. And anybody who helped the Jews. And I've told you guys multiple stories of, you know, women shot by guns put up there, genital tract and things like that. I mean, the deaths of people were so bad and so horrible that you wonder, how could humans do that? How could they kill kids? How could they carry out these orders? And, you know, I was talking to one of my friends about this yesterday, and he said, if they believe a cause, no matter how psychotic it is, they wrap their minds around that cause, and it dehumanizes the human component of it. And so, you know, a good for Mayor Bill de Blasio wanting to step out of anti-Semitism. We need to show that we are united. We need to show that whether you're Jewish or Christian, somebody who could do that to a child, Jewish, they could also do it to Christian. They could also do it to Muslim. You know, they could do it. If anybody is willing to kill a kid, it isn't just a Jewish thing. It's a people thing. It's, you know, and that allowing that hatred to go on and be allowed, just like it was allowed during pre-Holocaust days, means we're weak. And we need to show that we don't tolerate it. We can't change people. If they want to be stupid and evil, we can't change them. But we do need to allow a landscape that lets them know that it's not going to be tolerated, and we're going to fight back this time around. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, you know how we have, like, the best cars, the best hospitals, the best universities? Well, apparently, there is a best toilet list. And five models from American Standard and Kohler lead the pack in Consumer Reports tests of a toilet. Apparently, these toilets are, quote, flush with improvements, haha, including new coatings, new tops, even topless designs. They are more water efficient than ever. The new bowl shapes and water delivery mechanisms help remove waste completely. They say many new toilets also now come as kits that have a seat and installation hardware included. Is that like IKEA? John Banta is the project leader in charge of toilet testing, I believe, at Consumer Reports. They say the best toilets were screened out of more than 40 models. In their labs, they connect each toilet to a specifically built plumbing system. that measures the volume and flow of water into and out of the toilet. In a crucial solid waste removal test, our tester uses a 5-gallon bucket filled about a quarter full with simulated waste. That has to be fun, making fake poop. That has to be very, very fun. Our tester uses a 160 solid polyethylene balls, 7 sponges with number 10 screws pressed in for realistic weight, non-lubricated latex condoms filled with water. Is that supposed to simulate poo-poo? If that sounds extreme, it's meant to be. They said very few toilets can remove the simulated waste in one flush. We're able to get differentiating data to score each toilet by. Our tester notes how many flushes each toilet requires to finish the job. How many of you guys had to do like another flush? I hate that. So you're in a hurry. You do what you have to do. You're ready to go. And you notice that the toilet doesn't flush. And you're like, well, I don't want the next person to see that. So you have to wait. But if you flush, it doesn't go because I guess it has to fill up again. The water in the back has to fill up again or whatever. So you're waiting and there's nothing really else to look at except like, you know, what's left. And you're waiting and you're waiting. And then you're like, okay, can I flush it now? And you're like, you're the shh. Oh, now I can flush it again. Then you flush it again. And then you're like, okay, is it going down? And now you can leave. So it basically adds an extra like 5-6 minutes. The funny thing is I don't like to sit there and push the lever down. The longer you push the lever, the better the flush sometimes. But I don't want to waste water. So I want the most minimal flush to do what it has to do. But then it doesn't work all the time. So they say our tester notes how many flushes each toilet requires to finish the job. That data, along with the results from other tests, allow us to separate the good toilets from the crappy ones. Ha ha. This is really cute. The best in our tests can do it all in one go. The worst clog with the first flush. Apparently, Consumer Reports members can read on for details on the best toilets you can buy right now. So, I think you have to become a member. Hold on a second. I am not a member of the toilet. Okay. All right. So, I can't tell you which is the top toilet, and really doesn't matter. Do you guys know the difference between American Standard versus Duravit versus Gerber? You know, there's a toilet called Gerber Avalanche. Gerber Ultra Flush, Gerber Viper. There's a Glacier Bay, a Kohler Cimarron. What else? These are interesting names. We should come up with really cool toilet names. Mansfield Alto, Niagara Conservation Stealth. There's a toilet named Niagara Conservation Stealth. Toto Drake Close. I didn't even think about that. A toilet named after me, the Dahlia. I mean, I really love the idea of something being named after me. I mean, if I'm not going to get like a, you know, really cool illness named after me, then I might as well get a toilet named after me. But one thing that's definitely making a splash is that was me. I came up with that one. The other puns came from Consumer Reports. Is a smart toilet with an Amazon Alexa speaker built in. Apparently, it was unveiled at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas last week or 2 weeks ago. It comes with built-in surround sound speakers, ambient mood lighting, and Amazon Alexa voice controls. There's a UV sanitation wand, a deodorizer. It looks really pretty. It's like a square, and it has a light. It is very fancy looking. I just don't really know if that's something I would want to spend money on, a $7,000 toilet. Didn't somebody, who was it, Ryan Seacrest from American Idol, didn't somebody buy him like a $3,000 toilet for his birthday? Yeah. So apparently, why do you need Alexa within the toilet? Now, some are saying it's actually $8,000. Apparently, because Alexa will allow you to order a pizza while sitting on the toilet, it will allow you to listen to music, will actually flush by voice. It is the first generation smart toilet called the Numi 2.0. NUMI. It has a heated seat, a bidet, a dryer for your tush, I would like a heated seat. I have to admit, that really stinks when you're super, super cold in the winter. You have to get up to pee. A guy could stand to pee, but this woman can't. And then we make our way to the toilet, and it's a cold, hard porcelain. You know what I can't stand? I can't stand low toilet seats with my knees now. And then you have to bend super, super low, and then you almost fall so bad, so bad. So I kind of like the idea of a high riding, not like a high chair, but kind of not lazy boy height, just like barstool. No, maybe barstool's too high because you got to jump on that. I don't know. Maybe it has LED lights along the bottom and rear of the bowl. They could change color dynamically for a more immersive experience. And I'll tell you what I think about that in terms of health. Most importantly, all these functions are controlled by Alexa. It's built into the new Me 2.0, along with speakers. You can listen to music, get news, weather reports, or use one of Alexa's 70,000-plus skills while sitting on the potty. Other toilet functions include a hands-free, motion-activated lid, a foot warmer, Bluetooth, a touchscreen remote control, and an emergency flush feature for power outages. You know, I've dealt with a lot of emergencies in my lifetime. I've never had to do an emergency flush. The new Me 2.0 toilet is one of a number of smart bathroom accessories being announced by Kohler at CES. CES obviously has ended. Other appliances include a Google Assistant-enabled version of its Verdera voice lighted mirror for $1,200. A black version of the beautiful toilet is $8,000. The white model is $7,000. Now, here, though, is something that might be a marketing tool for this thing, is a lot of us go potty wrong. We're not really supposed to sit. We really shouldn't be reading the news. We shouldn't be really talking to our spouse. You need to relax. My potty experience is not very relaxing because I got the cats. I'll close the door. If I forget to lock the door, the cats know how to get up and bang the door handle to go in. So the animals come in, and then the dog knows how to push through, and everybody just wants to hang out. Apparently, it is really exciting time when mommy's in the potty, and they all hang out with mommy in the potty. My dog always follows me to the potty. I don't see the dog all day. I go into the potty. Dog wants to be there with me. Don't understand that. Apparently, it's very exciting to go potty with mommy. Don't understand that. And so, and then the kids are like, Mom, where's my shoes? I'm like, I'm in the potty, leave me alone. And it's not very an easy time. So if you are able to kind of have the lights off, maybe have, you know, some music in the background, you relax. When you relax, your parasympathetic nervous system kicks in. Remember we talked about the sympathetic nervous system and flight and fright? So when your sympathetic nervous system kicks in, like when you're running track or exercising or whatever, your bowels slow down, kind of, you know, not a lot of attention gets sent there because everything has to go to the heart and lungs. Increase your cardiac output, dilate your lung, bronchial, so you breathe more during flight or fright. Then when that's over and you go into the parasympathetic, that's when everything relaxes. So you do need relaxation. If you don't, you get irritable bowel type issues, constipation, you know, and so I think we do need to manage potty time a little better. Is it $8,000 worth? Probably not. The 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's defense team is continuing to present their case in the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump. It is still yet to be determined if witnesses will be called in the Senate trial, and according to Republican Senator from Kentucky, Rand Paul, it's a very close vote.
I think there are 50 votes to have no witnesses, and there's one in the balance, and we'll see where it goes.
At the White House, with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at his side, President Trump is announcing a new Israeli-Palestinian peace process. The president reminds everyone,
as I have seen throughout my long career as a deal maker, complex problems require nuanced, fact-based remedies. That is why our proposal provides precise technical solutions to make Israelis, Palestinians, and the region safer and much more prosperous.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, artificial intelligence has made a map revealing where everybody's going to go when climate change forces them out of coastal cities. Apparently, they're going to be heading inland. Las Vegas, Dallas, among the top choices. So, what this computer model has predicted is rising sea levels are going to not only change the shape and the landscape of the United States, but where millions of people are going to live. The scientists use artificial intelligence to map where people will migrate once their coastal residence is 6 feet underwater. The technology estimates that 13 million Americans are going to have to move by the end of this century, so within the next 80 years. with many heading inland or to landlocked cities like Atlanta, Houston, Dallas, Denver, and Las Vegas. The model also predicts suburban and rural areas in the Midwest will experience disproportionately large influx of people relative to their smaller local population. So small cities are going to start becoming bigger hubs. USC Computer Science Assistant Professor Bistra Dilkina, who led the study, said sea level rise will affect every county in the U.S., including inland areas. They say, we hope this research will empower urban planners and local decision makers to prepare to accept populations displaced by sea level rise. I think people are also moving inland because it costs a lot of money to live in California. It costs a lot of money to live in New York. Having a home on the water, beautiful. We're very envious of you, but it's expensive. They say our team notes that sea level rise will be caused by melting ice and glaciers and the expansion of seawater as it warms. They also believe that hundreds of homes along the U.S. coast will be flooded within the next few decades, such as Texas, Florida, and New Jersey. All three have experienced major flooding over the past decade alone. Now, no matter where you stand on climate change and global warming and, you know, what the government needs to concentrate on in terms of taxes, flooding, whether there's a pattern of it or not, is dangerous. And people may be a little fed up. I definitely predict an exodus of people in, like, the Galveston areas, southern areas, New Orleans area, you know, a lot of Florida. Florida already looks like it's underwater. You know, when you fly over it with the Everglades and all that. It's beautiful. I love Florida. I got family out there. But it is concerning. They say by the end of the century, 6 feet of ocean level rise would redraw the coastline of southern Florida. Caleb Robinson, a USC visiting doctoral researcher from Georgia Tech, advised by Dilkina and the study's first author, said, we talk about rising sea levels, but the effects go much further than those directly affected by the coast. We want to look not only at who would be displaced. Okay, so, all right. They believe L.A. could see tens of thousands of Americans now going, you know, away from the ocean. I'm looking at a picture of New Orleans, you know, having been flooded, pictures from Texas. Here's the thing, all right, whether we believe in global warming or not, or climate change or whatever, well, bad weather happens. Hurricanes happen, bad things happen. And you have the risk takers, and then you have the ones that want to kind of play it safe. So I, for example, live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I would love to live in an area where there's snow. I would love to live on a coast, but work brought me here. I feel I'm supposed to be here. I love living in Las Vegas. Happy. I feel it's relatively safe. You know, maybe we'll get some earthquakes now and then. You know, but we really don't have to, God willing, deal with hurricanes, snowstorms, tsunamis, things like that. And so I kind of like a little bit of that inland. And that I could get to the coast within 4 hours if I want to. Because I really do like beach and I really do like the water. And I don't mind not having the headache of having to always, you know, deal with snow on the roof and shoveling snow, etc. You have other people that bear horrible winters in Cleveland and back east, etc. And some of them move. They go, I am done. I don't want to deal with this. You know, and then you have others going, I'm never going to live in a place where I can't have a white Christmas. You know? So you have risk takers and then you don't. The problem with the coastal line, like let's say California, is it is really expensive. And having an ocean view is fantastic and people will have that as long as they're on the mountain, etc. But living near the coast, when you do have money, after a while, if you start to flood, it's not going to be as appetizing, shall we say. And the idea of how homes have gotten so expensive, where even rent, you know, I asked around about, you know, some rent in my neck of the woods, you know, in case I needed to put somebody in an apartment, you know, my kids later or whatever. You know, you're easily looking at $1,000 a month, which isn't that high in New York standards or LA standards, but $1,000 a month is a lot of money. What is the economic guideline of how much of your salary should go to rent? Is it no more than a third of your salary should go to rent, or a quarter? Which means if a, you know, okay apartment in an okay area is about $1,000 a month, you need to then at least be making $48,000 a month, is it? Or $48,000 a year? Not a lot of jobs out there for a lot of people like that. And so we have huge homeless population in Las Vegas. We have huge homeless population in California, homeless population in New York City. And, you know, we hear of, well, you know, we need to put money towards avoiding climate change and, you know, stopping the Arctic from melting. I get that. I love our environment. I don't want to pollute our oceans. You know, I would like to save the coastline. But if you are going to be a legislator and you want to convince me to give you more tax money, I would rather give that tax money to the people who are homeless right now. I would like to find a better way for people to not have to spend $1,000 to $2,000 a month in rent. We have homeless issues because people can't afford rent. If you try to get an apartment, you have to pay a deposit. You have to pay first month and last month's rent, sometimes ahead of time. So you're thinking, okay, gosh, all right, I could pull together $1,000 for 1 month's rent. Just to move in, you need to come up with $3,000 sometimes. People don't have that kind of money very easily. You know, but we don't see a lot of people buying homes these days. Well, because the homes are too expensive. It's ridiculous to buy a home. No wonder people are renting. So, you know, this idea of people maybe moving inland, I don't think it's a bad idea. I think if you did want to invest and you were kind of looking to be ahead of the curve, I would start looking more in some of these suburbs, not fancy suburbs, but more small towns near these big cities, like Pahrump, for example. We have Pahrump near Las Vegas. I love that town. Now it's busy. It's not going to be a small town much longer. But whoever invested in land there is probably going to be doing pretty well. Reno, Nevada is exploding. I knew it would when I lived there before because you don't have to pay California prices. And you still get to be about 2.5-3 hours from the coast. It's about 3-3.5 hours from San Francisco. You get snow. Reno, Nevada is a fantastic city. Problem is, and now the housing prices are going up. So as California moves in, or like back east, as people from the coast move inland, places get more expensive. So maybe, you know, look at the Midwest. Find a place, nice town, doesn't that have a lot of tornadoes, settle down. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, making headlines from the coronavirus outbreak is a German man has caught the coronavirus without ever going to China, meaning he picked it up or contracted it from somebody who did. Which means this is the first case in Europe of a human-to-human transmission that's documented. The five cases in America, one in Arizona, two in California, one in Washington State, one in Chicago, were from people who traveled from China to here. So they were sickened from their exposure to China. This is a 33-year-old man who caught his illness from a colleague who traveled to Germany from Shanghai. Apparently, she recently visited her parents in Wuhan. The center of the outbreak fell ill on her flight home and then infected the German man. We are still a little, shall we say, confused on where the source came from. There have been reports that it came from bats, that the virus transmitted from bats to snakes and then to humans, and was picked up at a market in Wuhan. But an Israeli former intelligence officer said that they believe it might have been leaked from Wuhan's virology lab, which unfortunately could have huge implications, meaning they do have a possible covert bioweapons program. Many of us still don't understand how it could jump from bats to snakes to humans, but it is a new virus. It could be very unpredictable. But it sure kind of came out pretty fast. And so, you know, could this have been a leak? We don't know. So it's a theory entertained, but we can't say for sure. Now, Europe records its first case of human-to-human. Hong Kong has banned travel to the mainland. A Australian hotel has gone into lockdown. Hong Kong will also cut the number of flights to China, stop giving visas to visitors from China. In Australia, the Peppers Broad Beach Hotel on the Gold Coast had to be visited by hazmat paramedics today. Wow. So countries around the world are starting to cut ties with China, pull their citizens out. Apparently, Americans are leaving. The CDC has told us in America to relax. We don't have to worry about it being widespread in America. But this does start to make things a little concerning when we hear that if you were exposed to somebody from China with the human-human transmission, whether by droplet transmission, by, you know, coughing or sneezing or whatever, kissing, could spread. Because we have 4,500 people right now infected. 106 people have died from this. We're also being told that there might have been a Japanese cab driver that got exposed and now has coronavirus from somebody from Wuhan who sat in his cab. We're still waiting on confirmation of that. Here we go. A Japanese bus driver in his 60s. Working in the center of Nara was infected after driving two groups of people visiting from Wuhan. They say a Vietnamese man caught the virus from his father, who had recently returned from a visit to China. So the idea of it being able to spread so easily from, let's say, a bus driver who isn't even kissing or touching means this thing could be pretty damn contagious. India is preparing to evacuate all willing citizens from Hubei province, of which Wuhan is the capital. Russia has closed its border with China, and the regions of Jewish Autonomous Oblast, Khabarovsk, and Amur. Japan, South Korea, and France have all planned charter flights to pull their citizens out of Wuhan later this week. World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus asked the world to still stay calm, is happy with the way China has been dealing with the crisis. But we would like a few more answers. Are we dealing with something that did come from a lab? Because if they did study it, can they share some of that information so that we could work on the vaccine a little expeditiously? We just started working on a vaccine when the outbreak began. So I'm glad they didn't hem and haw like with other illnesses in the past. But it could take months to get this vaccine created. And then if the outbreak is over by then, whatever company who worked on it, you know, would have lost millions. And government obviously needs to get behind this. I'm not really sure what's happening with that six-day-old hospital. China was supposed to be building a hospital in 6 days. Not exactly sure, because I think we're on day six. I'm not sure if it's done. We haven't seen anything in the news. But surgical masks have been flying off the shelves. Most surgical masks will not protect you, but I don't mind somebody using a surgical mask. I mean, you know, there's various degrees of them. The average facial mask won't really do much. These N95 respirators would probably protect more, but you are decreasing some of the risk by having something cover your mouth. And what I don't mind about it, I'm not telling you to go and get the masks. Apparently a lot of pharmacies in cities like New York and D.C. have run out of them. In fact, a New York pharmacist said customers were offering her as much as $600 for her entire supply of masks. She thinks that people were buying it to sell it to others or buying them to send to China. But what I don't mind about the mask idea, and there's pros and cons, is there's a lot of people that spit and cough and, you know, release stuff, and they're not really very hygienic. And so we got flu season right now. And, you know, if they're not spreading stuff as easily because there's a mask, although once it's wet, it's kind of useless, maybe it kind of reminds them that we need to be a little bit more careful, a little bit more cautious. The cons to it is people can wear a mask and then they think they're Superman. Like, okay, I'm good. I'm immune. I got the mask. Everybody get out of the way. I'm the one with the mask. Let me assess the situation. And there's a kid coughing, sneezing, whatever. I got the mask. I'm good. That's something I would do. I'd be like, guys, it's okay. You know, I'll take one for the team. You feel all protected. I'm donned with my gloves. I do that on a plane. Whenever there's like a code on a plane or something going on with the plane, I will, like, you know, have all my stuff. And I'm like, you know, Dr. Dolly's here. Everybody, you know, give me some space and let me assess the situation. And you hear the flight attendants go, okay, everybody, we have a doctor assessing the situation. She's assessing the situation. Okay, yeah, I'm assessing the situation. I'm assessing the situation. Whether I know what to do with the situation or not is a whole other story, but I'm in the process of assessing. And there could be that false sense of security. We are not telling people to buy masks. Right? If you have it and you want to wear it, I would probably, if I really want to give you advice, I would say don't start wearing it now. If there is going to be a finite amount of masks, and we really don't have widespread here in America yet, you might want to save them for a few days. You know, right now we think we're pretty clear. Good, but you can't reuse the masks. So if you end up using them and you can't get more because you're kind of wearing them now when you go to, you know, the store, it might be a waste. So I probably wouldn't tell you to do that yet. But I am concerned. I'm not scared. Don't think we need to worldwide panic like a lot of people are. It's not the end of the world. But hearing that this might have come from a lab does scare me. Because that means this might have been designed to be deadly. 1-877-DOC-LA.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. Oh, it's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. 3-6-6-37.